Ireland and spring flowers have been the seeds of inspiration for many a verse over the ages, but it's one particular flower that prompted Rosalie Sorrells to write a tune we hear on this week's What's in a Song, our occasional series from the Western Folklife Center about a song and its story.
It's a stock flower, and it has little rings of blossoms that look like horns to me. They look like if you put them to your lips, you could blow a tune on them.
These are the bells of Ireland that in my garden grow. My great-grandmother brought those seeds from Ireland long ago.
Both of my grandmothers were wonderful, and they were so different. It was just amazing, and their gardens represented them. And they've shared that one flower in both gardens. Each of them grew the bells of Ireland.
My mother's father had the look of Ireland's hero's bow.
My whole family's Irish. There's somebody Irish under every rock or behind every tree.
And my father's mother's face was a map of the roads Maeve's feet had trod.
My grandmother Stringfellow was the one with the face like a map of Ireland. She was a mountain woman, and she liked honeysuckle and berries, and she played games with me where she made dolls out of the hollyhocks. And she didn't really have a very formal garden at all, but she was like a flower, you know.
The music, it is wild and sad, like orphan angels sing.
And my other grandmother was married to an Irish atheist. You don't find them lying around just everywhere. And as far as I could tell, she was simply appalled by everything he ever said or did. And she immersed herself in this garden, which was absolutely straight-laced as she was. It was four square. There was a place for flowers, a place for vegetables, a place for berries, and a place for herbs. And they were all staked up and beautiful. And she raised dahlias as big as my head.
I've never been to Ireland, though I sing of the cool green shores, and I dream I must have lived there some century before.
I think of it as a song for an Irish fool. Yeats said that a fool is a sacred thing to be, so I don't think of it as a bad connotation.
And you must listen in your soul to hear the bells of Ireland ring.
What's in a Song is produced by Hal Cannon and Taki Telenitis of the Western Folklife Center.